Africa is on Twitter at Africa Milani.
It's good to read that the COVID-19 vaccines are picking up pace in South Africa. There are still some people who are raising concerns that they're having to wait a little bit longer than what is necessary at the vaccination center that they've gone to. And the reason often for that is because there aren't enough people at that center for the nurses to administer those jabs. Remember, they can only break open a vial of vaccine once they've got, I think it's 5 or 6 people, I can't remember what the number is, that they can administer that vaccine to, so that it's not just sitting there wasting away. So there are opportunities for you to get vaccinated. And the sooner we all get vaccinated, the sooner we'll come off the red lists of many countries around the world, and the sooner we'll be able to travel, which is what we are desperate for, at least some of us. Otto de Vries is the CEO of the Association of Southern Africa Travel Agents. Joins me on the line now. Otto, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Yes, hi, good morning. Nice to be with you.
You are inundated, are you not, with emails from people who are in another part of the world, who have family in South Africa, who can't travel out of South Africa because South Africa continues to be on the red list, and therefore they will not be allowed into the country where the one half of the family is. It must be distressing for all those family members.
Yeah, indeed. It's certainly becoming an increasing sort of theme in terms of the communications that we're starting to receive. And partly that's being stimulated by the message that we're trying to convey to the South African government, that we need to start aligning with a more digitally and globally acceptable manner in which we are engaging or allowing those that are vaccinated to engage their status as being vaccinated, because those are requirements that are being placed on us in order for us to be able to travel. So one of the biggest challenges we're facing right now is that many of the destinations are not allowing people to travel to those destinations as a result of our very simplified but only way of indicating proof of vaccination, which are those little cards that they are handwriting in as you receive your vaccination.
In fact, I have a friend of mine who had received her first jab at a private facility, and that facility had written out on a paper with their colors, if you like, and masked. And then she said, I want to absolutely go to a public facility for the second jab, because she wants the Department of Health sort of certificate, because even in its, I suppose, primary nature, that's still more credible, if you like, than another entity which somebody sitting in Europe might not even be aware of.
Well, look, I think there is consistency with regards to how the private and public sector are utilizing this sort of business card, if you will. For us, I think what is really critical now, and what we are aware of, is that once you have completed that first and second jab, the data is immediately uploaded onto the EBDS platform, which is the same platform that we are utilizing in order to register for vaccination. So the data is being collected. What's now going to be critical is that the Department of Health allows third-party suppliers of digital passes that will be able to allocate QR codes to your specific designated data, so that they are able to scan and then access your vaccination status. This is what's now going to be critical, because the card, and rightfully so, is not being seen as being a legitimate document of proof. It doesn't even have a stamp on it, and it's literally handwritten in. So, you know, we know the data is there. We know that it's being gathered. What is now going to be critical is that next stage, which is allowing people to access it. So on the completion of your vaccination, you actually will receive an SMS, and that SMS will actually provide you with a 4 or 6 letter code, and that is your individual code to the EVDS system. So in essence, they're already letting you have it, but what they're not doing is they're not letting you have access to it, and that's the next critical phase if we're going to open the market up.
Do we know why there is that hurdle, Otto? Why they're not giving us access to it almost immediately?
Sure. Well, look, it's not absolutely clear to us what is holding it back. I know that the government have and are looking at various existing systems that are available, including the IATA travel pass. But the fact of the matter is there are a number of different digital travel passports or certificate platforms that are already available. In essence, what we're looking for is, as long as it meets the visual digital seal or VDS certification requirements, from a technical spec point of view, it really shouldn't matter which app is being utilized, and most other countries don't mind either. ICAO, which is an international airline alignment between governments and airlines, have put out a very specific set of technical specifications around this. And in essence, as long as that is met, in our eyes, that should be sufficient, and that should therefore allow us to move forward with not limiting anybody to a specific piece of software. We're also not asking the government to write this or to own or develop anything. The systems are already there. It's just about allowing individuals access to that data.
Because the sooner we have access to that data, the sooner it probably won't matter for countries that we want to travel to or for people who want to travel to South Africa necessarily. So this traffic light system that they use primarily in the UK and the US and other markets that are important to us, if Auto de Vries has the certificate electronically in a manner that the US and the UK and Germany and everywhere else in the EU recognizes, you shall then be allowed or should be permitted to travel, regardless of the fact that the majority of South Africans have not received a vaccine yet.
Well, that is correct. And I think that, you know, this is where we're also going to need the South African government to be very clear in making amendments to its own policy directives. And that will require, amongst other things, and this is something that we're also lobbying, is to say, look, those that are fully vaccinated should no longer require to deliver a negative PCR test. They just need to be able to show that they have been fully vaccinated. Only those that are not vaccinated would need to continue to deliver that negative PCR test. And by the way, these digital certificates would allow you to digitally collect both those pieces of information. So the first piece is about policy and legislation, separate vaccinated from non-vaccinated. And then the second component is allowing access to that data through a digital passport platform that then should open up and provide ease of travel. And you're right, this is also critical for our inbound tourism, as what we're going to need to ensure is ease of access to market. And fully vaccinated passengers should be able to easily enter South Africa. And that process not only needs to be digitized, but we also need to simplify it, because we cannot afford to have long, long delays in arrival halls with people having to now not only show their passports at a scanner, but to also have to show pieces of paper or cards or whatever the case may be. This all needs to be digitized sooner rather than later.
And I hope it's going to be much sooner rather than later, Otto. Thank you very much for your time. Otto de Vries is the CEO of the Association of Southern Africa Travel Agents.